Episode 8, Making a Business Plan. Welcome to the Be Your Own Boss podcast, the young entrepreneur's guide to starting a business. Whether you're thinking about business for the first time or you have an idea that you want to develop, then this is the podcast for you. I'm Mari and I'll be guiding you through this 15-part series that will keep you on track and help you think through the challenges that come with starting a business. Part of the Welsh Government's Business Wales service, Big Ideas Wales raises aspirations and supports young entrepreneurs' ambitions for business. Part funded by the European Regional Development Fund, Big Ideas Wales supports young people through online resources, business skills workshops, and one-to-one sessions with an advisor to help your ideas become a reality. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000, live chat on the Business Wales website, or you can email us bigideas@gov.wales. Welcome back, everyone. Last time I was talking about all the support you can access and answered questions about meeting a business advisor for the first time. Once you have that in place, it's time to start thinking about your business plan. This is a crucial step for any new business. It'll show what the business is all about, where it's heading, and how you're going to get there. To create a good business plan, you need to be able to provide a realistic picture of your business, including timescales, budget, and sales forecasts. Now, I know budgets can seem like a scary thing, but don't let it put you off. If you need to ask for help to create accurate costs and sales projections, then access the advice online or talk to an advisor. It's good to remember that we never know what's going to happen, so predicting your sales and everything else that comes with it, it's not going to be an easy task. Don't be tempted to make up totally random targets that are unlikely to be hit. You can use a business model canvas. This is a visual tool to design, map, and reflect on your approach to the business model, or you might choose to use the lean approach. The lean approach is something many small businesses start out using as it keeps costs to a minimum and only growing as money starts to come in. It can also be known as bootstrapping. Remember, your business plan is not set in stone. Things can change and that's okay. Your business will change. Your idea may change. Your customer profile may change and these can all affect the business plans. As good practice, update your business plan regularly. I love being in control of a young and upcoming company that challenges me every day. Running a business has both highs and lows. Being organized is key. Know where you're heading and how you plan to get there. Some great words of advice from our role model, Adam Amore, there. Always be organized. Now, starting a business plan can be tough, so let me give you some helpful pointers of things you should include. A description of your business. A profile of your target customer, including key demographic details such as age and gender. Facts and figures about the market you're in and analysis of your competitors. Operational details, your premises, equipment, distribution. A description of your brand identity and a list of USPs. What you plan to charge for your product or service. How you intend to promote and market your business. Financial costs, including any funding requirements. Projected sales, profits, and cash flow forecasts. And an action plan for the year ahead. A business plan is an important element when applying for finance or approaching investors, so also make sure to include a one-page executive summary. This is all of the key points of your business plan. Any necessary supporting documents, such as CVs, contracts, or market research. And a confidentiality note. This is to protect your idea and inform anyone that reads the business plan that it's confidential. When setting out your goals for the business, you have got to think smart. S, specific. M, measurable. A, attainable. R, relevant. And T, timely. Make sure your goals are all of these things and you won't go far wrong. Creating that business plan is an essential element to starting your business, but all entrepreneurs have to do it. I sat down with Dominic Bonnaker from Odyssey to discuss business plans. Hello, Dominic. You okay?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you.
Good, good. Now, introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your business.
So my name's Dominic, and I run a web agency called Odyssey. We're a web development agency based in Cardiff, and we make websites.
When did this begin? Tell us about your journey.
So a little bit about myself. So I'm 23, graduated university 2 years ago now, I believe. And it was from university, I knew that maybe a traditional career path wasn't for me. I did go to job interviews. I did have a part-time job and I did the what is kind of expected, and it just didn't really fit with who I was as a person, my personality type. So I decided that I'm going to try and see what this kind of entrepreneurial element or this business side of life is. And so that's kind of how it started. And it was a slow start and it was quite difficult to get myself kind of going and moving forward. But I feel that now I'm 2 years into it and I've picking up the right types of skills and meeting the right type of people to kind of get me in the position that I'm in now.
So it's a work in progress.
100%. I think as soon as you say that you've kind of reached your ultimate potential is when you realize that you'll never get to that point. It's always that milestone is always moving along
and evolving. So how important would you say a good business plan is?
I do think it's important because it outlines what the business is, what the intentions are, and how you're going to take the steps in terms of getting to the point that you want to be. A good way of starting that is why you're doing this. It's so people forget about why they actually get started in business. And a lot of people say, oh, I just want to make money. And that's great. But the people that make the most money are the ones that are solving the hardest problems or the problems that are solving the most amount of, that are affecting the most amount of people. So I think it is start with that, build that into your business plan, and then realize that your business plan, again, is going to evolve. It's how business works. It's never going to be this clear cut. I've never seen a business plan that is the exact same in year one as it is in year five. Never.
If there's someone listening now really terrified of putting a business plan together, what would you tell them?
My first advice is stop stressing about it and break it down into the kind of into its individual elements. Break it down into the things that you know right now. And sometimes you're not going to know everything. So that is the perfect opportunity to go out and test these ideas. Sometimes all you need is a simple one pager. So that just condenses everything down. It doesn't need to be this massive document that's 100 pages long, because I'm going to be honest, I don't think anyone will ever read it. The only person that will read it is you. So if it really does scare you, write a one pager to start off with, because that'll give you all the kind of the key points to hit on. And business plans are sometimes required by banks, for example, if you wanted to go out and get funding and things like that. But again, banks are starting to move towards this one-pager thing because they want to hear about more of the idea and how it, they like to learn about the finances, which again is a completely different element to a whole business plan. But don't be feared, like don't be scared of a business plan, because I'm a year in and or over a year in now, and we're still writing elements of a business plan. It's a living document, which means it's constantly changing. You're constantly learning new things about your target audience, new technologies being introduced. So you can never say that your business plan is going to be what it is for the rest of your life.
So what do you think makes your company different then?
Our biggest thing is people. We're a customer service company that makes websites, and I think that's so important in kind of today's society, in today's world. Everyone is so fast-paced, everything's automated, and we kind of flip that and say, you know what, it's okay to take your time with certain things. It's okay to enjoy the process. And the name Odyssey comes from, it literally translates into journey. And that's exactly what we wanted to do with our clients. We don't just say, okay, this is the project, let's just do it and then that's it, that's a goodbye. It's, this is where we start, these are the processes and these are the steps in between, And we don't really put an end date on it, because I'd say about 80% of our clients stay with us long term. The other ones have already got things set up, so they don't like to move away from that, which is fine. And we grow with them. And as their business develops, we're right next to them to say, okay, we can make this look better online, or we can implement this feature, and we can help you shape this business to a point where it fits who you actually are now compared to where you were 2, 3, 4 years ago.
I think you're right. That personal touch goes a long way, yeah. And it's missing in a lot of today's world, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. Everyone is so kind of, I just want things now, and this instant gratification part of society, and we just don't kind of, it doesn't fit with us. And you'll constantly find us just having natural conversations with people. I'd say about 90% of our work comes through referral marketing, so people just passing on our name and our good work to other people, to their friends, their colleagues. And it's so important just to make a good product or to deliver a good service, because it just gets passed on. And again, business isn't, it's this term of B2B, business to business. It's not, it's people to people. Businesses are made of really good people. And you don't sell to a business, you sell to a person. So when people forget about that, it becomes a really difficult sell, if you want to call it that.
And you mentioned some of the difficulties at the beginning. What exactly were they? What were your biggest hurdles?
A common one that will always affect startup businesses is cash flow. Cash flow is a huge, huge issue, especially when you're just kind of starting out and trying to make a bit of money for yourself under the company name, or just to quit that part-time job or whatever. And there's so many ways in which you can just be more efficient with your money. And people say, oh, well, the business would be so much more successful or so much further on if I had this amount of money or this amount of money. And I don't like to see it like that. I see it as having limited resources is actually a strength, because it makes you more creative in what you're trying to achieve. I don't have a big budget with that compares to some of these other massive agencies that have 50, 60 staff. So every pound and penny that we have to use properly, and we have to think about it. And they create the most impactful campaigns or most impactful kind of messages that we send out to people. It's so kind of twisted in how people think, oh, just because you have more money that you have more of an impact. It's not necessarily the way. It's sometimes often that people that have limited resources that are just actually using them in the correct way, having more of an impact than anyone else.
So you have to be quite organized as well.
Organized is definitely something that I would recommend for a business. It's quite important. But being a bit savvy with your money and doing things yourself. Don't pay for, I don't know, an example.
Anything unnecessary, really.
Exactly. So when we were starting out, we didn't really have money to spend on a designer to develop marketing material, leaflets and brochures and things like that. So I went online and I just Googled things. Honestly, you can get so far with just Googling stuff, and Googled leaflet design, web agency, and millions of results come up, and you're there and you can just kind of put them in and change the information and you've got a leaflet, whereas an agency or a graphic designer would have cost me, I don't know, £50 an hour, £200 a day or whatever their rate is. So it's stuff like that people go, okay, oh, I've just closed the project. I've got this amount of money now and that's great, and I can put all that money into marketing. Okay. But if you put all that money into paying an agency to do it, you've just kind of moved that. So that, I don't know, amount of money becomes 50% less because you're paying for their fees. If you did it a little bit, put a bit of time and effort into making it yourself, that money goes a lot further, and then you can put it into other things down the line.
That's sound advice. Have you got any more nuggets of advice for someone thinking of starting their own business?
I would, honestly, to anyone, I would just say, just go out and try it.
Great advice. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you very much.
It's also a good idea to carry out a SWOT analysis when you're thinking about your business plan. It gets you thinking about your chances of success. SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Think about all of these in relation to your business. The strengths and weaknesses are the things you can control, and this can include things like location, assets, expertise, reputation, or what resources are available to you, and if these need to be changed, then now is the time to do it. Opportunities and threats are external things, and so this means you can't change them. Just respond to them as they happen. These could include changing consumer behaviour, issues with your suppliers, and new competitors moving in to the market. You need to remember that sometimes things change and you need to be able to update your business plan with them. That's it for now on business plans, so join me on the next episode of the Be Your Own Boss podcast, where I'll be talking about starting your business on a shoestring. If you have any further questions, then please get in contact with us. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000. Live chat on the Business Wales website. Or send us an email, bigideas@gov.wales. Listen in next time.